Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Van Halen bringing us back. And I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. One of the top social media experts in the galaxy. Kathy, did I say your website, Kathy? KathyPerry.com. There it is again. Kathy, thanks for being here. Hey, Twitter. I know we're going to talk about Twitter, some news developments there, but before we do that, we got to talk about what's wrong with Twitter. They got a new CEO, right?
Yes, they do. And actually, a lot of people are talking about that. That's why some of these changes are taking place.
Yeah, but I mean, is Twitter in trouble?
And
why is Twitter in trouble? Because people are using it, right?
Yeah, but they, you know, they're. They're having a lot of people leave, and
people.
You know,
when you say people, you mean employees or users?
Users.
Okay.
Yeah,
users. Okay.
Users are leaving,
right.
And they're getting a lot of pressure from their stockholders.
Yeah.
you know this one,
yep.
Jim.
Yep.
And it
Wall
said
Street.
They valued. You know, obviously they valued that. It's way too high. Thinking it was the next Facebook. And now they have to make some, you know, big changes because it's not performing the way they had hoped. So,
well, if this comes back to something that I prophesied, was actually a little more than a prediction, I think, Kathy, and you know it well, and you probably did too. Back in 08, 09, 10, I wrote it in the book. I said, you know, don't fall in love with any of these platforms and think that you're going to be able to go make a living there ad infinitum. You've got to make sure you've got to realize that these guys are there for their own benefit 100%. If you benefit from their world, it's purely almost an accident on their part. And they will either cut you loose, change the rules so you can no longer be effective there, or just close up shop and go out of business. It's not a permanent thing, is it, these guys?
No, it isn't.
Facebook.
Same
thing will happen with Facebook.
Everything is always changing, always evolving.
And
these are tools. These are just tools that businesses have to learn how to use.
That's right.
If they want to communicate with their customers. And again, you're going to use that to, if your customers are there, you know, all of these tools are designed to be a channel to communicate with your customer. And so what they are doing is they're going to expand this 140-character limitation so that you can have longer posts, longer text in your posts.
How much longer?
Straight on their platform.
How much longer?
Well, they're not saying. They're just saying that the 140 character limit is, they're offering a new product. So they'll still have the 140 character limit traditionally in their platform, but they'll offer a new product that will let users post long form text straight onto the platform and without leaving the Twitter feed. Right now you have to click on the link and you go outside of the Twitter feed to read that information. Now it would be available right
to stay in. They're losing their people when they do that, aren't they?
Absolutely. Every time somebody clicks a link and leaves your
platform, that's fraught with peril too, because a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't like it if you don't let them get away. You don't let them leave.
That's true.
You know, there's going to be a reaction for that. You know,
both ways.
The thing about these changes. That I think is more the most important thing to talk about is the fact that today, in this day and time, when customers leave you instantaneously for something yes. that they didn't even know they were going to like a minute ago. And now they've moved over to this other thing in an instant. They've yes. left you. They don't even know they've left you. They don't even, they're not even thinking yes. about you. You didn't know that they, about what happened. You know, there was a time, Kathy, when if a customer left, if a customer didn't come back, you know, you'd say, well, wow, have they stopped drinking milk over there? They haven't bought any milk from me lately. Wonder, you know, where else could they be getting their milk, right? What's
right.
going on? Have
That's
they
right.
died? Have they moved away? They're not buying my milk. Clearly, something's wrong, right?
Absolutely.
And it would be one of those things. They, you know, whatever. But today, when customers leave, there could be a zillion reasons why.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason why it's so much yeah. more important that you have this really close connection to customers.
It really is.
And much closer than what social media gives you.
Exactly. And the other thing that they're trying to do is they're figuring if we have more content, people will spend more time on their platform.
That's probably not a bad rationale.
It's true.
I don't disagree yeah. with that.
Yeah.
The question is whether they can pull that off, though, making that adjustment.
Well, and that's why they keep buying these other tools and, you know.
But then is it Twitter,
like
though?
Periscope.
But, Kathy, but when they start doing that, then is it Twitter anymore, right?
It becomes, well, they refer to it as the Twitter sphere.
Then it becomes Twitter or something
Twitter.
Like that, you know, Flutter or something like that.
You know,
it's not Twitter anymore.
You can create
anymore.
A new one.
Exactly.
You can create a new term.
There you go. Hey, let's help them with that. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. We got another thing to talk about, content audits. That'll take your breath away, won't it? Stay with us, 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Man, say I'll move to New York, New York's bad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.